Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, if you go up to PrisonPlanet.com, into the story we have posted, because we're getting a bunch of calls to the network about this. If you go to PrisonPlanet.com and you click on Glenn Beck Show, scrolls, Paul is dead message during interview, people are having trouble believing this. Well, all you have to do is go to the website and watch the YouTube video clip, and John timed it out. John, it's, what, 2 minutes in? Yeah, it's about 2 minutes in, and they scroll. Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. And then since then, I've Googled it and did confirm that Huckabee did indeed say that earlier in the day, that, yeah, if you play my campaign ad backwards, it says Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. I mean, the point is that why do we suddenly have all this discussion about Ron Paul dying? You know, Daniel Estulin comes out and says he has intelligence sources and says the elite are considering killing him. Then Huckabee, who's definitely an insider, comes out and says, Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. Ron Paul admits that he knows that he is in danger, that things like this are a real threat. And then some of his own supporters run around on the web saying, no, it's not kosher to discuss even what Ron Paul says. We have to censor ourselves more than he does. We have to basically become George Bush's. They're scared of Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. He's trending to win. He's trending higher than Jimmy Carter that ended up getting the nomination at this time. He's trending higher than Dukakis, who was getting 1% going into New Hampshire. Bill Clinton lost some of the first primaries. But see, the establishment has gotten behind Huckabee. And of course that's behind there to beat a cross as they scroll. But again, it's not about being a real Christian. It's about the symbols. Symbols above substance. And then the media gets to cover it and go, oh, look, is it okay for him to show his Christian values? And then Christians think, oh, he's good. And then Huckabee, though, talks about, you know, all the mind control conspiracies dealing with the Beatles and, you know, Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead, which goes back to comments about Paul McCartney. Paul Watts is going to do a story about this. The point is, this is all bizarre. Going back to JT, I found a mention of Huckabee saying it. Where is the particular YouTube clip?
I didn't see it on a YouTube clip. I did tape it last night. It was on the Situation Room in the second hour, and John King was subbing for Wolf Blitzer, and they ran this little, it was probably 6-7 minutes long on Huckabee. And at the end of it, you know, he makes that witty little comment about you play it backwards, and it'll, you know, there'll be those people out there that will say that, oh, it says Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. And, you know, everybody chuckles, and they have this, you know, and then they broke to a commercial. So I haven't seen it on YouTube. Some of the guys that are, you know, real savvy with that stuff could probably go out there and find it real quick by Googling Situation Room, second hour or something. And somebody might have put it up by
now. Or Huckabee Situation Room.
Yeah, that would work. That would work. The thing, you know, with the people, especially over on RonPaulForums.com, they are clamping down so tightly on people talking about the possibility of the elite going after Ron Paul or assassinating him, that they don't realize that they're playing right into their hands. The more this is out there, the more people will realize that it's happening, and the less likely the buggers are to do it.
Can you cue that up on your television to the part where he says it and play it on the speaker?
I'm not even where I could do that right now, Alex.
I understand. Well, somebody needs to get it to us and post it in the Prison Planet forums. Thanks for the call, TJ. And I got somebody emailing me saying, it's talking about Paul McCartney. I didn't say Ron Paul is dead. I said Paul is dead. And they're clearly talking about Ron Paul. It's a pun.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. Yes, they're after music.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's try to move quicker here. Dave in New York. Have we already talked to Dave in New York? Who are we talking to right now? Pardon me? Pardon me? All right, Steve in New York. Go ahead, Steve.
It's actually Stuart. Alex, I watched the Glenn Beck show last night, actually. At first, I was very surprised to see how polite and nice he seemed to be, agreeing with Dr. Paul on almost everything. And then a little siren went off in the back of my head. You know, something isn't right. He's setting Ron Paul up for something. And sure enough, it was the 9/11 issue, and it seems like he drove the 9/11 spike right to the heart of the movement. And by appearances, anyway, Ron Paul used the hammer on it. I'm just wondering, in your opinion, do you feel that the reason why he didn't even suggest that at least we should consider a reassembly of an impartial commission to investigate the 9/11 disaster was because of this life-threatening issue?
I don't know, but I have to say this, Stuart, that Ron Paul, in other times he's been questioned about it, says, well, there should be a new investigation. You know, the government does lie to us and cover things up. And then he'll add, but no, I think the evidence shows we were attacked by the cave dwellers. And then he tries to use it against them. And, yeah, watching this, he just kind of said, no, you know, I don't believe in what they're saying. I'm not part of that. And then a lot of people in our movement are now saying, well, we know it's an inside job, but we're just not going to talk about it anymore ourselves. And that plays right into the New World Order's hands. I mean, if you know it's an inside job, you can't self-censor yourself and not talk about it. Ron Paul is playing politics, just like he did on The View, backtracking on abortion. And it's, I don't like seeing this, and I don't like you even asking me about it, but it's your right to do it. I don't like having to answer you honestly. But and I understand why you're asking the question, too. It's not good. And if this stuff continues for much longer, I'm not going to be too happy with it.
To be honest with you, Alex, I was livid over the situation. All he had to do was say, well, in light of the fact that the people on the commission themselves have flat out stated that they were lied to and obfuscated, he could have turned it around to a question and said, well, Mr. Glenn, in light of that, don't you think we should at least reassemble an impartial investigation? And Glenn Beck would have been put on the spot. Because when the people on the commission are saying that they were lied to and obfuscated, I mean, that's cause for at least a reinvestigation. He doesn't have to say it's an inside job.
Well, what's happening is it's been 6 years since a new administration is going to come in. The system wants to put it to bed. They've even said they want to stop using it in the media. You know, the mainstream media said, is it time to stop reporting? Is it the time to stop using it? Is it the time to stop making such a big deal out of it? They've gotten their police state. They've gotten their face-scanning cameras in the shopping malls and license plate scanners on the streets, except on the border. And, then, you know, they've gotten what they need now, and now we're supposed to just shut up and just let them get away with killing 2,800 of us so Hillary or whoever else can stage another big attack once she gets in. And, yeah. We're supposed to say we're all bad for being bold and intelligent and informed and putting ourselves on the line and demonstrating and exposing it as an inside job. All of our courage is bad. Everything we've done is dirty. We're not good. And it's really sick. We have the Italian president, one of the longest serving, most respected, the former head of their intelligence agency, going public saying our government staged 9/11. And that all the major intelligence agencies know it. We have the head of the German parliament coming out and saying it. We have Robert Baer saying the evidence points towards it being an inside job. Bill Christensen, CIA section chief Europe, saying he believes it's a total inside job. Ray McGovern, the CIA briefer for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., saying the evidence points towards inside job. And it is very hurtful, but again, the media keeps bringing it up. You know, Ron Paul also has looked very exhausted on these last few programs, a little bit out of it. He's been working so much. Looks like he has a cold and he's gotten a bit dingy. I mean, he didn't even hardly know he was on Fox News the other day when they went to him. But they'll keep you sitting there for 20 minutes and then just suddenly, okay, we're live. They kind of do that. I'm going to give him a few more passes. But it's not encouraging what I'm seeing. There shouldn't be so much gusto in all of this.
I'll make the call right now. Ron Paul, at least call for a new investigation. You don't have to say that it was an inside job, but damn it, call for a new investigation, and you'll even have more supporters.
Well, I mean, 84% of the American people in Angus and Reid National Poll believe that they've been lied to about 9/11.
Exactly. So it's no longer a liability to come out and say something like that.
Well, but see, even if the public isn't trusting, still, the media would make a big deal out of it and say he was, you know, crazy. And he's got so much positive news right now that he's playing politics. And, when Ron Paul comes on this show, he says, you know, they could stage an event without me prompting. And he said it like five times. They could stage something like the Gulf of Tonkin. I'm really worried about staging a provocation. I mean, Bush admittedly in the White House memo, just Google White House memo, mainstream news said that he wanted to get a U.S. aircraft flying low, paying like a U.N. plane shot down, you know, to get the war going. And Ron Paul's talked about that. And I think he could say, oh, no, I don't know about 9/11. But I do know we staged a situation to get into Iran in 53. I know Gulf of Tonkin to start the Vietnam War 64. He's done that in the past. Now he's just going, no, nothing to it. And so when we get Ron Paul back on, I'll bring that up to him.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Yeah,
for everything.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend. No, it's Stuart. It's irritating me too. And we're here. We're good to give our money. We're good to get out on the street. You go to these events. Ted goes to events up in Minnesota, and it's mainly my listeners, 9/11 truthers, that are the Ron Paul core up there. We are the core. We started it. We pushed it. We're still the largest subsection. And it's kind of like mainline Republicans are saying, all right, you snot-nosed punks, now step aside. We're running the show. Well, that's not going to happen. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Texas. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Alex, I think it's good that you're like a primer for Dr. Paul and, you know, getting him to – I mean, it's nice that you have him on your show from time to time, and he can be like a primer for that. He needs that. Every candidate he ever runs needs somebody.
Well, he doesn't need us anymore. But, I mean, the point is that I like Ron Paul. He has a great voting record. I mean, he's a once-in-a-lifetime candidate. But I, at the same time, the abortion thing freaked me out, and this is freaking me out.
Yeah, I want to get to the reason I called was last night on Tavis Smiley's show on PBS. Rob Reiner was on. Have you heard about this?
No.
And he goes, and he's talking about he's stumping for his candidate, Hillary Clinton, because he's a lifelong Hollywood liberal. So he goes, she really knows the three things you need to know to move an agenda forward in politics and understanding public policy and the things you got to do. And he's really just singing her praises. And then Tavis Smiley says, well, a lot of people are disgruntled with politics these days. And how do you keep so upbeat about being in politics? And he goes, well, this is all we have. You know, this political system we have, and it's good or bad or different. We have the Constitution. And it's talking how great the Constitution is. And he goes, we've strayed from, you know, the basics of the Constitution the last 7 years. We've been thrown out habeas corpus and our civil liberties and by the highest levels of government. But that bedrock document, the Constitution, is still there. I'm quoting him. Well, if he just went and talked about what a great person Hillary Clinton is, isn't she the one that voted? Didn't she vote along with everybody, every other, all the rest of the cattle in Congress?
Absolutely. Whatever powers Reagan accrued were passed to Bush. Whatever powers Bush accrued were passed to Clinton. Whatever Clinton had was passed to Bush, too. And it's the same thing.
How this guy can go on there and talk about how we've had our civil liberties plundered when the very tool they used to plunder was with the Military Commissions Act and Patriot Act, and this lady voted for, if not one, both of them. Well, I don't even know if she was a senator during the Philip Patriot Act years, but she definitely voted for the Military Commissions Act. And I'm like,
no, she voted for the Patriot Act.
I mean, right there on, he needs to be called out for that. They call our candidates out on the stupidest little things and mean nothing. And this guy goes out there and just talks about what a great candidate she is. And here, right there, there's a glaring, I mean. Anyway, that's the point I want to go. Also, I've written an article on this. You always encourage your listeners to write articles. And I tried to last night, but on your, is there an email address I can send it to?
Yeah, send it to Aaron at Infowars.com with two A's.
Right, that's what this answerer said. Okay, and that should go through. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Let's jam one more in here. Let's talk to Robert in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about the Glenn Beck thing as well. I liked what the other caller was saying about, how he was disappointed in what Ron Paul's answers were, and I kind of agree that he was probably under a lot of, you know, pressure from doing a lot of interviews, and hopefully that was why he wasn't real sharp with a more clear answer. But I think that, you know, Glenn Beck had a kind of a snickering look on his face after he got him to sort of go against the 9/11 movement.
Oh, yeah, they know, because they know what their real threat is. They're scared of it, and they're hoping this will blunt it. And then all these know-it-all Republican hacks and Libertarian hacks, I hope you enjoy the next attack, because if we don't expose this, it's over.
Yeah, and I think it was, Glenn Beck was happy to kind of divide the movement into, you know, Kool-Aid drinkers and twofers, you know. And he kind of wants us to sort of go at each other in a respect to divide us up. But we just got to stay strong and put him in, because he's the one that's going to allow us to have the debates that we need to have to straighten things up.
Ron Paul's a wonderful candidate. I'm firmly behind him, and he's injecting real issues into the debate. But this was not a good response from him, because I can use his past things about how, well, they do stage provocations. Well, they do use these things to take our rights. Well, they have lied to us in the past, so we need a new investigation. None of that, just 180 degrees from that. But I think Ron Paul is infallible, so we shouldn't question. I'm joking. We'll be right back.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 19, 2007. Gold, 830-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $824.47, $406.35 for half, $203.18 for quarter. That's $824.47, $406.35, and $203.18. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso.
Oh, yeah, the federales will beat you after death and suck all the money out of your family.
I ain't gonna pack I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long.
Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Alex. How you doing? Your show is great. Listen, I hear all these, we're talking about threats a lot today, and I've been threatened a lot, and it's very important that you know how to handle threats when they happen. So I'd like to give you some basics for you and your audience. I'm sure the bad guys are listening, but they know they're punks anyway, otherwise they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. In the Patriot Movement, you should always have a tape recorder on you, okay, because you never know where you're going to be threatened.
So move fast, because your phone sounds like an electric razor.
Well, I know. It's a buzzing on it. And like I said, if they're listening, they know they're punks anyway, and that's okay.
Just go ahead, sir.
So you always carry your tape recorder with you. Now, when you have your tape recorder going, if someone is suggesting that they're threatening you, you could ask him specifically, what does that mean, sir? What do you plan to do to me? Are you going to come after me? Are you planning to kill me? When are you planning on coming after me, sir? You could go in that direction and try to get that for evidence. And you get if you get that, you play that everywhere, on the news, on the web, everywhere. Or you could stop it immediately by just politely informing him, sir, I do not accept threats. I do not accept threats. So if you're threatening me, I don't accept threats. Now, if you want to go a little further with it, depending on your personality type, you could say, okay, and if you don't do this to me by, like it's 1:30 in New York, so I would say, if you don't do this to me by 6 p.m., and I'm still here tomorrow, I'm going to be out there telling the whole world that you don't have the spheres to do what you said you're going to do. There's many ways you can handle threats, but what I want to point out to everybody is it shouldn't be a negative thing. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity either to expose them or it's an opportunity to let them know that we are not going to accept their threats.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Dave. Let's talk to I keep getting these calls mixed up. Who's up next? Ray in Denver, Colorado. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Calling from one of the headquarters of the New World Order for me in the future.
Go ahead, sir.
Alex, I had a couple questions for you. In the next couple months, I'm going to be fortunate enough to take on my own radio show on community radio station in Denver
I hope it isn't on this telephone.
No, I won't be.
Because I can't understand a word you're saying.
I'm sorry about that. I just wanted to see from you what if any precautions I might want to take, as far as not using my real name or anything. Any advice you might have to give to me because I'm going to be talking about some things that are not necessarily the most popular with some people here.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. If somebody got the idea from me on this show today, because it seems like it's a theme about being afraid and hiding where you're at and using fake names and they're going to get us. We've been talking about Ron Paul and Huckabee saying, Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead, when they were discussing, subliminal messages in a Huckabee TV ad. And it's clearly directed at Ron Paul, evidenced by Glenn Beck playing that on the screen, scrolling under Ron Paul. But it's a pun, perfect lawyer-politician pun, because they can say, I'm talking about Paul McCartney. Really, why'd you play it under Ron Paul then? When that's the two guys that are, running head-to-head right now. So, let me explain something. Just because I get death threats, just because the New World Order has national talk show hosts saying, I'm a Tim McVeigh, I'm a Charlie Manson, I need to be arrested, I need to be investigated, we need to have troops used on us. Just because they're doing that, that doesn't mean you. It's prominent people like myself, Ron Paul, and a few others that have got the biggest problems. This is the establishment's attempt to intimidate everybody. This is an attempt to have a chilling effect. And then if they win off the fear they put out, then they get to continue their takeover, and then they get to have their way with all of us. The safest thing you can do if you're going public and being prominent is use your real name and be out front and trust in God, not creep around. I found when you do that, that brings the wolves fast.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks.
I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we the people say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com. Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Many of you listen to us on rebroadcast on AM and FM stations across the land, global shortwave, the internet, and satellite. We restream the show 21 hours a day until the next live show at Infowars.com. There's also a free podcast there that you subscribe to. It'll be sent to your MP3, your iPod device, your computer, you name it. Listen wherever you want, whenever you want, however you want. We aim to please and virally spread information and expose the new world order. All right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to blast through 5-year calls right now. By blast, you know, I'm talking tortoise speed, 1 inch per hour. I'm joking. We're going to try to go through your calls quick right now because I've got some clips I want to play and a bunch of news that I have not yet gotten into in full. Right now, let's talk to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. The quip to get on the Mike Huckabee thing is from Morning Joe this morning. I woke up this morning to them, and it was complete coordination. And it's like all three of them had bad poker faces.
Morning Joe's that
yeah.
That pornographic morning program they have on Fox.
No, Morning Joe is Joe Scarborough on MSNBC.
Oh, that's
Lisa
right.
Lisa Brzezinski.
Yeah.
So you know, she can see what they're doing.
Remember, I'm out of it. I've got a cold right now. So.
Me too.
Okay, morning, Joe. And what was he saying?
So basically, this is a day after Ron Paul was on Fox and Friends, and he warned about fascism in America with the cross and the flag, the Sinclair Lewis quote.
Yes, we have that clip.
Yeah, so they're all saying that this is in response to Mitt Romney attacking him, which is garbage, because it's definitely because of what Ron Paul said on Fox and Friends. So basically, how they set it up, this is like right when the show started. Huckabee's coming on, they're all excited, or at least Joe is excited, and Willie Geist said, whatever he is pretending to be excited, too. And so they said that that Mike Huckabee was praying that somebody would attack him over his ad. And then he was having, like, a press conference doing this. And then he said that the cross behind him was not planned. It was a bookshelf. And anybody who thinks otherwise that it was planned is, you know, is a conspiracy nut or whatever. And that if you play the ad backwards, it says Paul is dead, Paul is dead. And you're a filmmaker. You know, obviously, any ad you would do, anything in the background with a one shot of somebody's head, you obviously know what's in the background. That's not even really it.
Yeah, so, A, Huckabee's a liar. B, yeah. It's just a big distraction to bring attention on Huckabee as a controversy. It's all staged.
Yeah, false hype. But pretty much that's all I wanted to say. I was trying to call earlier, but you guys pretty much covered it all. But that's the clip to get.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and talk to Chuck in Texas. Chuck, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hadn't talked to you in a while. The reason for my call today is I had heard that Huckabee's going to be down here in San Antonio at Hagee's church. You know, John Hagee?
Oh, John Hagee that says Jesus is not the Messiah and that killing Palestinian children is of the Lord. The little portly little demon creature, you mean him?
Yeah, that's the one. And he's going to be there this Sunday at 8:30 and 11. I hope nobody, you know, would have any, you know, outbursts or anything in his services, because it'd be playing right into the hands of these people. But over there at Crossroads, I just heard that. And, you know, basically, you know, with Hagee's new book, he's taking pages out of the Bible and just shredding them.
Defense of Israel, Jesus did not come as the Messiah. He came as a rebel force that had to be dealt with. I mean, that guy is just, and then they go, oh, yes, Jesus is the devil. Hail Satan. I mean, these people are literally, and those churchgoers are just, nuke 'em of the Lord. Oh, great nuclear missile, we praise thee. Oh, great power, incinerate the dirty Arab.
Well, you know, he's also had people there like Oliver North and such.
Oh, it's a total black op.
Anyways, you have a good Christmas holidays, and I'm still for Ron Paul, and I understand, you know, sometimes he makes mistakes. It's especially hard because only your mistakes are going to make it on the air, you know.
Well, that's it, and I appreciate it. Chuck, it's good to hear from you. Anything else?
Basically, oh, Alex?
Yeah.
Oh, if you want a good laugh, go check out Red State Update with Jackie Rolls and Dunlap. These guys crack me up.
Good to hear from you, Chuck. Chuck hadn't called in years. Good to hear from him. I recognize his voice. Let's talk to Dan in Georgia. You're on the air, Dan.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you again. I did want to ask you about the light poles of the Pentagon. You know, I totally believe, you know, what the government did on 9/11. I mean, I'm just a little puzzled by that. I believe they probably blew them out of the ground or something like that, and, you know, exactly what hit the Pentagon, or if it was blown up from the inside. I was curious what you thought about that, and I wanted you to comment a little more about John Hagee. This is kind of new to me, but anyway.
I tell you what, and thanks for the call. Let me answer both those questions. Why don't we take the second question first? Will you queue up Hagee's defense of Israel? Jesus did not come to be the Messiah, and he was not that Messiah. Therefore, the Jews did not reject him as the Messiah. This Calgary conspiracy was meant to demonize the wonderful people. Can you find that, John? I know you're scrolling through thousands of clips you have. It was a couple months ago. Pastor Hagee. Just chime in my ear if you're even looking. Do you hear me? Okay, you're looking good. Okay, then I'll answer the first question while he's finding that. Let me just try to answer this as best I can. None of my films cover the Pentagon. Now, I did executive produce because they asked for the help. Loose Change Final Cut, and it does have some questions about the Pentagon. And that's gotten the most media attention, so if you cover it, it gets a lot of attention. The media is more than happy to cover that. And the 16-foot hole is weird. Little or no wreckage is weird. The stand-down is bizarre of Cheney as the plane came in, or whatever came in. All of it is very suspicious, how they grabbed all the surveillance camera tapes from the gas stations and the shopping centers and the hotel, all the things they did. Very suspicious. And they released these videos that show nothing. But someday they could bring out either a manufactured or real video of the plane. Now, then Hani Hanjour could, you know, do this with the plane. We've interviewed a bunch of fighter pilots and commercial pilots, and they've said it's impossible here on air. So there's something wrong with that. But notice the media, when Popular Mechanics is here, History Channel's here, or any of this national media that comes through every month or so, every time they're here, they always want to talk about the Pentagon. They never want to talk about the hijackers trained at U.S. military bases, or the heads of the U.S. embassy saying they were ordered to let them back in, were told they were U.S. government agents, or the CIA drills, the hijacking jets and flying them into the World Trade Center and Pentagon at the exact same time it was happening. All of that is mainstream news. The fact that 18,000 British, 44,000 U.S. troops were massed in the countries in and around Afghanistan, that the aircraft carriers were lined up, that Bush had the launch order to attack Afghanistan on his desk 2 days before and signed it. I mean, this was all finely tuned. Didn't any of you ask if they were already bombing and invading Afghanistan 2 weeks after? It took them 6 months to build up. And see, you look at those areas of 9/11, and you bring those up to a Bill Christensen or a Robert Baer or the president of Italy, and they'll tell you, yeah, that's an inside job. And there's hundreds of those. And so, some light poles got knocked down and some other things happened. They could say, well, an airplane did that. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. It's just a big honeypot. People love a mystery. You can debate it all day in different angles and different witnesses and the rest of it. I just know there are thousands of points that show me this is a black op. And with any black op, you've got all these smoke screens and double patsies and drills and all these rabbit trails to follow. That's what they do in one of these ops, so you can never get to the exact truth, because even most of the people involved in the operation don't have the full picture. That's why with Kennedy, they had Cuban right-wingers, they had mobster hitmen, they had Texas hired-out hitmen, they had old CIA guys running them. And we had always broken down exactly how they did it and how they created all these different layers and how the military was involved at support level, how the phone lines went dead at the Pentagon, how within 30 minutes of Kennedy being shot, the foreign news in New Zealand and everywhere else already had, in Japan, already had, it was Lee Harvey Oswald hours before he was even captured. Just like BBC reporting Building 7 fell 25 minutes before it did and giving the exact official story of how it fell and how it eventually did fall. Red-handed, folks. Red-handed. They do make mistakes. And now we have the guy who we always knew. We always said E. Howard Hunt ran the op. He was photographed. He was arrested. He was ordered released. George Herbert Walker Bush was in the background, photographed repeatedly. It's him. It's George Herbert Walker Bush. They're all there. LBJ's on the radio, running the whole op. He was a control freak from behind the cars. Secret Service was ordered to stand down and get out of the way and get off the cars and threw fits. But now we have the head guy saying he did it. Yeah, end of story. But you're not going to hear that on the news. I mean, you might see it in the Rolling Stone or something, but that's about it. It should have been massive global news. Holy mackerel. Let's go ahead and... holy mackerel, I feel like roadkill or something. I should have taken off today, but I'm taking off part of next week. So I thought, you know, I'm not going to do this. So I hope people are bearing with me here on the show. I'm a little bit dingy. Oh, yeah, his other question about Hagee. Here is Hagee right here.
I'm delighted to present my latest book, In Defense of Israel. This book will expose the sins of the fathers and the vicious abuse of the Jewish people. In Defense of Israel will shape Christian theology. It scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah. It will also prove that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah. It will prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Rome, the high priest, and Herod to execute Jesus as an insurrectionist too dangerous to live. Since Jesus refused by word and deed to claim to be the Messiah, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? Read it in this shocking expose, In Defense of Israel.
This latest book by Pastor John Hagee is destined to generate lively discussions among Christians the world.
And since then, I found other clips of him saying he praises God every time a Palestinian child is killed and how nuking them is of the Lord. And then he went to AIPAC, the biggest American-Israeli lobbying arm, and he you ought to go watch his speech from that. He says basically America's evil, Christians are evil. He openly begins worshiping Israel. It's the most bizarre stuff I've ever seen in my life. And just frothing around. It's crazy. It's crazy. But, I mean, you got Pat Robertson endorsing Giuliani now. Pro-open border, anti-gun, pro-abortion. They don't care. They know Christians today will do anything. They don't care about babies. That is the mainline ones. They don't care about borders. They don't. As long as you say you want to kill Islamo-fascist that the mainline Christians can't find on a map, it's over. Thinking goes out the window, and they're ready to accept abortion, anything. They just don't care. Now, let me tell you, who's killed more, Al-Qaeda, if you believe the official Al-Qaeda story, or abortion? Just a thought, but I know it's not as scary as a guy in a turban. It's not as much fun to sit around and whisper and ninny about the Islamo boogeymen with big fangs and green glowing eyes, ghouls that sneak around in the pumpkin patch at night. Oh, I'm so sick of it. That doe-eyed, chicken-necked, fake Huckabee who knows he's running an operation right now to get Hillary into office. They're shilling. It makes me sick. Who is up next here? Todd in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Are you there, Alex?
I sure am.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay. Go ahead, sir.
Button on my phone. Okay, I've got a couple of questions for you. The way I found out about you, I'm in North Carolina. I heard you on the Alan Handelman show recently. And that was a really good interview.
Yeah, did you hear when the White House guy called in and said that they weren't helping Hillary, and then I pulled up the articles?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing I appreciate about you is you've got your sources. I mean, every time somebody has a question about something, everything's documented. So, all your arguments hold water. So, probably about 6 months ago is when I initially started listening to you, but I listen to Alan Handelman here locally. But the way I found out about you is I was doing some research on a fellow by the name of John Todd. Are you familiar with him?
It rings some vague bell. Who is it?
This guy was kind of infamous back in the 70s, talking about the Illuminati. He said that he was a former... upper tier Mason involved in the occult and everything, and somehow he got out of that. When you got in the upper levels, he...
You know, there's a lot of the guys that claim that. I guess some are real, some aren't from my experience. But no, I don't. I think I've heard that name, but just bringing up your question.
Well, anyhow, my question was if you knew if this guy was legitimate or not, because back in the 70s, he was talking about a lot of the same stuff that you talked about. And, that was back before the Internet and mass communication like we have it today. And, then he ended up in an insane asylum. And the possibility is there was some smear campaign on.
Oh, well, there have been tens of thousands of Americans, Pulitzer Prize winners, people like Ezra Pound, who you don't have to agree with. But the point is he wasn't crazy. And because he was against the Federal Reserve and said it was private, they locked him up, I think, for 10 years in the loony bin.
Yeah, well, this guy, John Todd, he talked about the Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, and he talked about how the Illuminati wanted to bankrupt all of our corporations across the country and everything, and basically, you know, be able to buy them up cheaply because of that. And he did mention Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged, and said that that was kind of a game plan for the Illuminati. I mean, do you have I hear you mention Ayn Rand every now and again. Do you know of any kind of inside message to that book?
I don't particularly believe in her total philosophy, but no, I'm not aware of that. I'll have to look into it. Anything else, my friend?
That's it. God bless you and hope you feel better.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, the only reason I'm mentioning that I'm sick is so people tune in and understand that that's why I sound different right now. I'm a little bit dull. All right, we'll be back with more calls, more news. Stay with me.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We found the actual Huckabee clip where he's talking about Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. Here it is.
This idea that there was a subliminal message, the floating cross, it is a bookshelf, people.
I don't know
a
about that,
bookshelf.
Governor. It's
a cross for me. Wait, hold on a second. Okay, Governor.
Yeah, and you, hey, Mika, guess
Governor,
what?
But our remarks is Mika Brzezinski disagrees.
Go ahead,
well,
Governor.
Mika, I got to tell you, actually, what you didn't catch was with my eyes, I was signaling in Morse code a very secret message to all the evangelicals out there.
Exactly.
And you have to watch very carefully to catch that. I told some reporters yesterday that if you play the spot backwards, it says, Paul is dead.
Oh,
Paul is dead.
Paul is dead.
Well, I have to tell you, Governor, I felt blessed.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So that individual is just a real piece of work, isn't he? And he knew exactly what he meant by that. That was all scripted out. That's pointed right at Ron Paul. CNN knows that because hours later, they play it underneath Ron Paul. Hours later, they come out and they run that underneath Ron Paul. Huckabee says, Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. And they love subliminals. We were just talking about subliminals yesterday. By the way, that bookshelf, and again, this is meant for Christians to go, well, what's wrong with the cross? Nothing. Bush goes and poses behind crosses all the time for photographs. They also do shots of him with big circular lights behind him where it looks like a halo. You've seen those everywhere. All these politicians do that. They think about what they're doing. They think about what they put behind them. So they know what they're up to. But the big news of the day is that Ron Paul, when questioned by AOL, so that he's not completely ruling out running on another party's ticket if he loses the Republican nomination. And that is huge news. And so when we start the next hour, I will continue with some of your calls and to get your take on that particular. I mean, should he run as a Libertarian? Should he run as a Constitutional Party? 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Another big report out today. Rockefellers joked about controlling the world. Elitist sons would carve up the planet into different fiefdoms. Something really behind the joke, admits biographer. The elitist Rockefeller sons sometimes joked about which parts of the world they would each control, according to the biographer Peter Collier, carving up the world into different fiefdoms. Collier's admission that there was something really behind the joke is an understatement considering the revelations of the late Aaron Russo about what Nicholas Rockefeller told him. The admission is taken from a segment of the History Channel documentary about the Rockefeller family, which hit YouTube yesterday. John, I forgot to give this to you. So you just go to Prison Planet and hit Control F and hit Rockefellers, you'll find the link, and I want to play that next hour. Sometimes they would, this is the text, this is me reading a quote of the video you're going to hear later. Sometimes they would joke about it. They would say, well, David gets Europe, Nelson gets to have Latin America, and you know, John D. the Third gets Asia, and they would make some joke about what Winthrop got, you know, which one would be something like Arkansas. But nonetheless, there was something really behind the joke, states Peter Collier, who wrote a glowing biography of the family with the top neocon and former Marxist David Horowitz. See how David Horowitz is a little knight of the round table with these people? So we're going to grab that and play that later in the hour. Kevin Booth is coming up. More of your phone calls. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, folks.